The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
I've got our brand new golfing feature. So many of you amateur golfers out there wondering how to improve your game and needing a little bit of expert advice. If you follow a certain gentleman called Alex Evans on social media, you'll find some great videos there of what it's really like in the professional golf world. He's a PGA pro, and his blog is called Chronicles of a Not Yet Champion Golfer, which is quite an apt title for this feature. So let's catch up with the man himself. Morning, Alex.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Oh, very good, pal. Very good. Right, so you're here to actually improve people's games.
And something like that.
If anyone's actually ever seen your blogs or your videos, quite a lot of it is sort of tongue-in-cheek, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. It's trying to show what it's really like, Steve. You know, it's not... golf's not perfect, is it? It never is. So it's showing both sides of it, good and bad, really. And, I'm prone to the odd head-off every now and again, so I try and put that on there, lighten the mood a little bit.
I love the bad bits. The bad bits on the videos are well worth watching. And we should say that Alex is good mates with Paul Waring, so he is good mates with a pro who's done it at the highest level. There's some great bits of Paul in the video as well, basically being a bit scathing about Alex when he mishits a shot or something like that. So we're going to start with putting, because after Tiger's win at the Masters, you've focused in on this on your new YouTube video. And you actually titled it and said he could have had another 10 shots off if he'd followed some of your putting routines.
Easy. Maybe 11, Steve. Maybe 11.
how did Tiger's putting stack up for you?
I mean, to be fair, in the first couple of rounds, he could have actually been, you know, in the lead, because he wasn't leading, was he? Was he outside the top 10 after the first round, I think?
Could have been, yeah.
And the front nine, he missed so many chances, which, I mean, it's not something you sort of put with Tiger. You expect him to make everything when he's in the majors, but down the stretch when he needed to do it, and he holds some big putts. He seemed to hold more long ones than he did the better chances he had from sort of 8 feet. So he spoke about something in his interview which sort of struck home a little bit. He did a 40-minute interview after, which was really good to listen to, but he actually said about putting to the picture. So that's a little bit what I want to talk about today.
Go on then. So what does putting to the picture mean? I mean, they do say, don't they, drive for show, putt for dough. So it's a big part of the game.
It is. It is. It's massive. I mean, it affects right the way through. It affects, you know, If you're holding your shorter putts, you don't put as much pressure on your chipping, so you don't need to get it as close. And if you're getting up and down more often, it doesn't put as much pressure on your iron play, because you know you can afford to miss a green, you'll get it up and down. So it's kind of a knock-on effect, really, being good at putting. It's not just about getting it in the hole. But Tiger talking about putting to the picture, I've done it myself. I get on a green, and especially if I hit a bad shot into a green, I'm fuming, and I'll stand up and I'll go through the motions a little bit, read the putt, but actually not get a proper image of what I'm trying to do, and I'll just hit it at the hole and then miss, and then, you know, completely off them. But it's so easy to do. But Tiger said about putting to the picture. So basically, I think there was a putt on the ninth when he was right at the back edge of the green, like a ridiculously quick putt, and he's hit such a good putt, such a good touch, but you can see him almost drawing the image in his head of what he's trying to do with the putt. So he's picked his line. And, Steve, you know what it's like in golf. It's not easy, is it? So sometimes you're going to pick the wrong line. Sometimes you're going to make a bad stroke. That's just part of the game. But if you can give yourself the best chance, so pick a line, pick your start point of where you want the ball to go. Make a decision, because, as I say, so many times you can ask an amateur golfer, and I've done it myself, where were you trying to hit that putt? And they'll just say, well, at the hole. There's so much more to it. So pick your start point, and from that, sort of try and draw a line back to the ball. So have you seen on some of the TV coverage, you know, when they project a line onto the screen of the line that the putt's got to go on? Try and draw that line in your head and then putt to that line, and that's what Tiger's talking about when he's talking about putting to the picture. It's about making that decision and just committing to that line and playing it. As I say, sometimes it's going to miss, but at least you're giving yourself a better chance then.
Visualize. What about Adam Scott, who leaves the pin in? I like this.
Yeah, it's. I can't get used to it. I've played a fair bit since that rule's come out, and I don't mind on the long putts, but even just tapping in from a foot, it feels weird. I feel like I'm going to hit the flag and it's going to bounce out. So he does it he does it literally on 3-4 foot putts, doesn't he? So it's, I think it's a personal thing, that personal preference, I think, because obviously from short puts, you're not going to really be struggling with pace, I wouldn't imagine, so it's nothing to do with that. I think it's just something in your head, and if something gives you more confidence of putting, it can only be a good thing.
Top stuff. Draw your line. Visualise. That's what it's all about. And the full video's on that, is it? On your Instagram and YouTube page today?
Actually, yeah. The video this week, it's about competitive practice. So it's putting yourself in a position where you can actually perform under pressure, which is what you've got to do on the course, because it's so easy to go on the putting green, hold loads of foot, go out on the course, you have your first four footer and you miss it and your confidence is gone. So it's about putting yourself under that sort of competitive pressure, but in practice of preparing your best for the golf course.
Right, if you're heading to Arrow Park, Brackenwood, anywhere today, draw the line. Alex, thank you very much. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks a lot,
Steve. Top man. Alex Evans, you'll find him as Alex Evans Golf on Instagram and Chronicles of a Not Yet Champion Golfer. His tagline on Twitter as well. Brilliant stuff from Alex, and he'll give you a golfing tip each week as you get underway, and hope to bring your handicap down or just get a bit better for the forthcoming season.
Rock, sport and talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.